what stands between you and God can easily be fixed by focus. Without focus, you're not going to dwell in union with God. It's not going to happen. Not going to stay in union. God designed you, even in the, under the law, he said, if you love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, body, and strength, everything focused into him, then you'll have good success. And he says, and go on and talk about keeping his words. And he says, then you'll go into a land. Then you'll inherit the land, and I'll freely give you things. See, because the focus is what brings you into God. When you learn to focus your heart and your belief system, spirit, soul, and body, into the Father, when you learn to bring everything into the subjection, you can move as high as you want to move. It doesn't even matter if you're out of alignment. You'll get into alignment. If you learn focus, you'll gain confidence in God, and nothing will deter you. Even when you're not feeling it, it won't matter. Your focus will grow more powerful than your feelings. Focused faith will grow more powerful than your feelings of separation. And focused faith will cut through any veil. It will cut through any separation. It will cut through all darkness. Without focus, what the enemy is going to try to do, any given day, he's going to try to engage you through his system. He won't always show up with horns on his head and a big red tail and a pitchfork. He won't probably show up like that. But he is going to try to engage a part of your persona, whether your mind or your emotions. He's going to try to rattle you or distract you or move you out of focus. He wants to retune you to the world system. And then he'll empower that world system through your emotions to move you out of focus, out of alignment. This is the way he keeps you out of alignment. He'll start very early. He'll start the second you wake up sometime. It'll be on you. I'll be honest with you. There's probably 1 out of 10 times I actually wake up and feel like running to God. Even to this day, 1 out of 10. I never feel it. I never wake up and feel like I'm an angel floating on air, ready to eat some angel food cake. I never feel like I'm floating on the cloud when I wake up. The first thing I look for is my hydrate, my spark, my coffee. Yeah. But if I get too much coffee, my mind gets going and I have to settle it down. So you got to learn your balance. I'll tell you something though, it'll really help you. Do not let yourself get dehydrated. You're going to have a very hard time walking with God if you're in a state of dehydration. Your body will work so against you. You need to stay hydrated. It's very important. I have to learn that. Because a lot of things I'm thinking with the enemy was not. It was just my body out of alignment. So when you move in, you don't always have to do that. But one of the things I learned when the Lord was opening different realms, I could go straight to that realm. Like when I opened the Father, I could step through the door and go straight to the Father. Because he opened that door, so why? But then as you walk a little way, you kind of understand his wisdom in a lot of these things. Because the throne of grace is the place where your first surrender, the rest is the second level of surrender. The rest has more to do, really, with acclimating you to the promise. Because you're not going to carry a promise and be in a state of unrest. They're diametrically opposed to one another. You have to come to a level of exchange and believe in that exchange. Believe in your high priest's capacity to separate your old man and bury him. Present him every day. Present him every day and believe in the power of the high priest to separate to with a winnowing fork. Where's the winnowing fork? It's not in your hand. It's in his hand. The winnowing fork is in his hand. He will separate chaff from wheat. He'll separate the old from the new. He'll separate spirit, soul, and body. He has the knife of circumcision, can finally cut away. There are going to be times where he literally just start moving you in the dimension and cutting that old man out. But sometimes it's just a state of surrender. You have to get this mind into alignment if you're going to move deeply into the Father. You have to dwell with the Father. You have to be in union with him. All parts of you. What he requires is you to love him with all your heart, soul, mind, and body, and strength. And saying, I can't do that. You actually can't. First thing you need to do is stop saying you can't do it. The second thing you need to do is stop saying this is not working for me. You cannot talk like that and expect it to work for you. This is not working for me. It's not working for me. Father, help me make this work for me. This is not working for me. It's not working for me. I give up. Third thing, never say I give up. Any of those words you say, renounce all that, because that's all going to keep you out of alignment. That is not how faith works. Just because you're not there, the reason why God's doing this is he's teaching you the way of the kingdom. The way of a kingdom is focus. You're not going to receive anything. On the way over here, the Father says, my people cannot receive from me on a consistent basis if they do not learn to lock in. See, to receive from heaven, you're going to have to lock in. You got to lock in to the Father. And once you receive, you have to learn to lock in to what you receive. You have to stay locked in. All this goes back to focus. Amen? Now, the Holy Spirit's going to help you with all this. He's not going to leave you alone. Neither is the Lord. They're going to help you focus. Amen? Everyone say, Father, help me focus. See, when I go to the throne of grace, I go for grace. When I'm going to the Father, I'm not trying to climb a mountain without him. I go to the throne of grace and I ask for grace. I surrender and say, grant me grace to follow you. I'm always asking him, grant me grace to follow you to the rest. Once I get the rest, I'll ask him, grant me grace to follow you to the Father. I'm always asking for grace just for the next level, not grace for the whole thing. Grace for that next level. Grant me grace to follow you into the rest. Grant me grace to acclimate. Grant me grace to surrender. Grant me grace, the grace of focus. Amen? Well, keep you out of focus is the untrained mind, untrained emotions. You have to understand your enemy. He'll take good things to move you out of focus. You have to learn to carefully watch over your garden. Because you're not going to lose it, but you can get distracted and it takes you time to get back in. Amen? With focus, though, you can move in fairly quickly. So you have to learn to focus. How do I focus? Well, it's a trained behavior. It's a spiritual trained behavior. You're going to have to work at it. That is the kind of work you got to do. You're going to have to learn to focus. And when I move in, your mind is naturally going to wonder. It likes to wonder. It doesn't like to be confined. It's like confining a racehorse. It doesn't like to be put in a pen. Amen? You ever had God tell you not to do something? And the second he tells you not to do something, all your flesh wants to do that. Just because God said don't do it, it wasn't even a problem until God said don't do it. The words have the power to focus you. You got to get a word and focus. I like to actually sometime look at like I've got a, you know, have you ever seen those long telescopes and they'll turn them and focus in? I like to do that in my heart sometime. I'll just go like this. I focus into you, Father. I'm always going like this because I'm focused in. Amen? I'm focused in. If my mind comes out, I pull it and I focus it back in. And I want to do this not just by my works. I want to do this under the influence of the Holy Spirit. I've got to get myself under submission to move freely. The higher you move, the easier it is. Amen? The higher you move up, most of your distractions become between the time you wake up and before you get to the rest. That's where you're going to get out of alignment, out of focus, and your body, mind, and heart will get you out. It'll come with an idea and a thought, and you got to do it right now. And as soon as you move on it, you're out. You're out. You're off and running. And what I learned, whenever I would respond to someone, just sometimes I would come out of the prayer closet because you got to call this person right now. And I would call them. I said, well, I'll just be back to prayer. And then all day long, I'm trying to get back to where I was. It took me 5 times the effort because I walked out. Now I told Anna this morning, there's nothing, nothing more important than this place. My future is right here. Used to, I'd be all over the place looking for it. I know where it's at, so I guard it now. My future is in this union. My future is in this garden and what the Father's given me. And my responsibility is to stay focused with it. To stay in a state of focus, acknowledgement, awareness. That's how you move in the kingdom. Focus, acknowledgement, awareness. The highest levels. Once you learn this, trust me on this. If you don't hear me say anything, if you'll learn this, it works for every level in God. It works for the throne of grace. It works for the rest. It works with union with the Father. It works with the Father dwelling in you. It's the same operation, just different places. What? Learn what? Focus, awareness, acknowledgement. The different writers would understand it differently. Moses would understand it differently than Solomon. Jesus said, if a man would keep my words, to focus, awareness, acknowledgement. Once you learn this, because you're going to understand the enemy can pull you out of this realm. And once he pulls you, you don't understand. He's not going to stop when he brings you out of alignment. He's going to keep you out of alignment. Because the part he got to pull out is the next part. And he'll keep pulling. And you live your whole life out of alignment, see. And you live your life out of alignment, you're going to live miserable. More importantly, you're never going to come into the God-ordained place. Every one of us have a capacity to operate in an unlimited kingdom. We have to understand, with all the scriptures you can confess all day, that's not what's going to make it happen. You got to understand the way the kingdom works. Amen?
The Lord brought up Esther, but he also brought up the body of Christ. And he was just showing me that, you know, that the Holy Spirit, sometimes he's mentioned as the servant. And so the Holy Spirit is preparing the body of Christ. He's preparing the body of Christ. And Esther was going to be brought before the king. And she was being prepared with oils and all the perfumes. And so, you know, he just showed me the Holy Spirit is doing that with his bride. He's preparing us for, you know, and he showed me that, you know, with the oneness, you know, when people get married, the two become one. The Bible says the two become one. And because we're the Lord's bride, when he comes and he makes his abode with us here in the earth, him and the Father, there's going to be no separation. We're one with him now. There's no more separation. And also he showed me that, you know, the Father always gives the bride away. And we are the gift of the Father to the Lord Jesus Christ. And so he gives us away. The Holy Spirit prepares us. And, you know, the Lord, once he comes and he makes his abode in and with us, there's no more separation. We're one. And it also talks about with Esther, you know, when she became queen, she received a crown. You know, the king has a crown and the queen has a crown. And so with the Church of Philadelphia, then, you know, we're that church. I believe we're the Church of Philadelphia. And so once the Lord comes and he makes his abode with us, and he said, you know, hold on to your crown. So he's going to give us, he said he would give us that crown. And so when he gives us that crown, when he comes and he makes his abode, he said, don't let any man take your crown. And so that's where our faithfulness unto the Lord comes. But just, he showed me, you know, that love that he has for us, the intimacy that when he does come and make his abode with us, there's no more separation. It's as intimate as you can get, you know. And so he just showed me that. So
let's give God glory for that. Hallelujah. That prayer the Father's going to answer when the Lord said, perfect the oneness. I mean, we're going to be the generation that gets perfected in the oneness. Amen. The early church laid the foundation. We're going to be the generation that gets perfected. John saw all this. He caught all the, we're going to be the generations going to receive the perfected oneness of the Father. Just like the Lord had, there's a remnant body that will walk in perfected oneness in this last hour. Amen. That's what he's after. It's a glorious thing. It's going to take Father, Son, Holy Ghost, revelation, mysteries, hallelujah forever, union. Isn't it good? The way all this works is found here, Philemon chapter 1, verse 6. Once you learn this, this art, I call it an art, focus, awareness, acknowledgement. Once you learn how to do this, you can move in any place in the kingdom. The Holy Spirit will just will lead you and guide you into fullness. Amen. Even when you birth a God-ordained promise, or when your promise conceives, because we're in a conceived state right now, you have to stay focused with it. You got to stay focused. Amen. This is the nature of what we're called to do. Not every calling requires that. So you can just run around the world and not ever be focused. But this particular operation God is teaching us requires focus. Amen? Requires the love of your Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, body, and strength. That's how Moses saw it. But the Lord explained it a little further in detail. Now watch this. He said, the communication of your faith. Faith will communicate. Amen? Say, faith communicates. If you're not communicating, it's not working. Faith communicates. And that becomes effectual or effective, say effective, by the acknowledging of every good thing. Say every good thing. You'll be amazed if there's every good thing in you. There's a lot of good stuff in there. Amen? Which is in you in Christ Jesus. Everyone say, there's a lot of treasure in me. I got a lot of treasure. Isn't it amazing you can walk around and not feel that? The reason you don't feel it is because you're not in tune with it. That's like I use the example, somebody gets born again, baptized in the Holy Ghost, and they go back to their denomination, doesn't believe in baptism in the Holy Ghost. They won't fellowship around the Holy Spirit, even though they were baptized in the Holy Spirit, because they went out of focus with that, see. They're not in tune with that anymore. They're in tune with their salvation, but they're not in tune with the Holy Spirit. It's the same thing. If you want to get in tune with this realm within you, you're going to have to allow God to focus you in there. Amen? Acknowledgement. Communication. Acknowledgement. What is the number one thing of acknowledgement? How do you acknowledge? And how do you do that? What are the two great things you required were acknowledgement? Words and focus. Focus. I cannot acknowledge you unless I'm looking at you. Amen? So I have to look into something in me that's in Christ. How do I look into something that's in me in Christ? You ever tried to look and you had a blank stare? But have you ever tried to move into a place and nothing's there? Because those realms that are in Christ in you have to be enlightened by his word. Without a revelation, can't move. Amen? You're moving into a blank space. It's the entrance of thy word that brings light. Thy word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. Every place I move, I have to have his word, because his word opens the realm. It opened the realm of the rest. It opened the realm of the Father. It opened the realm of the Father dwelling with me in promise. Every part's been predefined. Some things I see by image. When I'm with the Father, I don't see image. I'm just consumed. When I'm in the garden, I'm in a garden. When I'm in the rest, I'm in a garden. When I'm in the lily's grace, I'm in the garden of lilies. When I'm with the Father, I'm just, I'm in. I'm in. Love unescapable. Love intense. He's intense. I actually heard Mike Bickle say this yesterday on TV. He goes, if you're going to get to know the Father, you got to have to learn to lock into him. He goes, I don't always get in, but I just stay locked in for that time. And I'm like, man, if he'd call me, I'd teach him how to always get in. Because he said, I wish I could get in all the time. But he goes, but I know it's there because I've been there, because you got to stay locked in all the time. I'm like, amen. There's a certain pathway you lock in with focus. I lock in. Your focus is one of the greatest attributes you'll ever have. You get out of focus, you'll pay the price for it. The higher you go, you get out of focus, you'll pay a price for it. And the lower places, you can get out of focus and you won't pay such a price. You start getting up in God's mountain and you lose focus, you pay a price. Amen. Amen. There's a responsibility once you start moving that way, but it's so glorious, you don't want to live any other way. There's nothing like living in the love and the peace and the rest of God, and He's shielding you all the day long. There's nothing like that. Where you have no discontentment anywhere. You can't find discontentment in you if you wanted to. I am dead. My old man is dead. My new life is hidden with Christ in God. When you want to go to a new level, one of the things you can do, Anna's been doing this, you can get some of our, we post some of our prayers. So you can get the prayers and you can listen to them and learn to focus. Amen. Practice your focus. You'll move very high in the kingdom. Practice awareness, acknowledgement, focus. His word is your anchor. You anchor into that word and you focus. You're aware.